The state is taking on the federal government in court again. As KUAC's Dan Ross reports, the case involves states' rights and control of rivers.
The state of Alaska is requesting review of a court decision that backs federal subsistence management of state-owned waters. State Senior Assistant Attorney General Mike Mitchell says the state is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals' July 2013 ruling in the state versus Interior Secretary Sally Jewell case,
which is also the most recent in the line of Katie John cases addressing federal subsistence jurisdiction.
The late Athabascan elder Katie John successfully fought for a federal rural subsistence priority on Alaska rivers passing through national parks and refuges. Mitchell says the Jewell case decision extends federal control to include waters adjacent to parks. He says the state is contesting the Ninth Circuit's reliance on a 1908 established policy that lined out Indian reservation water rights.
We believe that the court erred in vastly expanding what's called the Federal Reserve Water Rights Doctrine to allow the federal government to assert federal jurisdiction in waters not only in but adjacent to national parks and refuges. That doctrine was really established to determine the water that's necessary for federal reservations in the arid West, and it's never been applied in this context before.
Mitchell says the water rights doctrine is being applied despite the absence of any clear congressional intent in the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act to strip control of waters from the state. The state lost a related case last week. In the John Sturgeon case ruling, a federal judge backed National Park Service Authority to regulate state waters passing through its lands. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.